So yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, I posted a little video of me ranting. My ranting about capture. If you don't know what capture is those little things you get at the end of forms where it says type in the letters above. And you always have to strain to be able to read the flipping things. And they're a pain in the arse and I hate them. Because I hate them so much because they're making your problem as a website owner, which is spam, the problem of the user. You're basically shifting the issue across onto the user, and that's not really fair. I mean, not that spam full stop is fair, but I don't see why it should be the user's problem when it can be yours, especially when you consider there are potentially hundreds, if not thousands, of users, and there's one of you. Better for you to deal with that problem once than users to deal with it hundreds and hundreds of times. So, I slagged off capture, fair enough, and a lot of people agreed with me. But a lot of people said, well, it's very easy for you to criticise. What's the solution? If we're not supposed to have capture on our website, then what are we supposed to do? Well, other than the fact that capture creates this, moves the problem across to the user, the other issue that it has is one of accessibility. A blooming pain in the arse to use if you're visually impaired or got cognitive disabilities or whatever else. So, what are our alternatives? Well, my favourite alternative is to do nothing. To in no way try and stop the spam. Because at the end of the day, for the vast majority of sites that use capture are really going to filter out, you know, 10, 20, maybe 30 spam emails a week. And really, that's not that big a deal. It takes moments just to delete them and get rid of them. So it's not that big a deal, really. And I think a lot of people put this in place without really considering how big an issue it is. Take, for example, the Headscape website. We have no kind of spam protection on that whatsoever. And you can send anything through to us and it'll turn up in our in-basket. Yes, it's a bit of a pain in the arse from time to time, but overall, it's not that big a deal. So we just put up with it. If, of course, you're somebody that's a bit larger than that, then you know, that could get annoying if we're talking about 100 emails a week or whatever. So what are your alternatives? Well, another alternative down the road is a honey trap system. So what that does is it creates a hidden form field that essentially has got a name that's very tempting to these bots. It might be called first name or email address. So a computer program, as it goes through, is going to go, aha, I'm supposed to put my email address in that box. If it does, your server-side validation basically turns around and says, uh-oh, you shouldn't have put anything in this field, therefore we're going to block it as being spam. Now, of course, you don't want this field to show to users, so you hide it with CSS, which in 99% of cases is perfectly adequate. There is going to be a small number of people that have CSS turned off or are using a screen reader, in which cases you'll just have to put a label next to it saying, please leave this field blank. So that's another alternative. Now, if you get onto the scale of somebody like Google, which is who I was moaning about, things get more complicated because you're attracting so much attention from people that are wanting to spam the system that actually you need something a bit more robust, something that's going to stand up. So kind of next level up from that is to ask a basic logic question. Rather than requiring somebody to understand a complex image, you basically display one of a number of different logic questions that might be, what colour is the sky? Or what colour is this button? Or, you know, what's 2 plus 2? Or any number of random logic questions that come up differently each time. All of those are a hugely better solution than falling back on capture. And I have no idea, to be honest, why capture has become so popular. There are other alternatives out there, and we shouldn't be falling back on what I think is a truly evil technology. There you go, big sweeping generalizations there, just to get a reaction. But that is my feeling. I've never put capture on a website, and I never will.